Start your own radio show now and join our amazing radio family of fun and interesting talent. Be the radio star you've always wanted to be. Visit LATalkRadio.com or email info at LATalkRadio.com now and start your own show today. You're listening.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What up, all my wonderful radio listeners out there in L.A. land and all over the world? It is Jennifer DeVoe, actually Jennifer Muse now. I got married on Saturday.
Yeah! Woo!
Saturday 15th.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! I got hit.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh, yes, we will.
I got hitched to my business partner, best friend, and soulmate, James Muse, on Saturday the 15th.
Yes.
What up?
Congratulations.
Yes, we are here.
I'm wedding ring. Here you go.
Yes.
There it is. There's the wedding ring right there.
We got proof and videos and pictures on Facebook.
I can't get out of it this time.
I have a lot more pictures to post. I have so many fucking pictures. I have crab loads of pictures. But we are here on Jay's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 today. And I have my wonderful co-host, Dave Navarro.
Hola, buenas tardes. How are you today? How's it going?
We are very good.
Nice, nice.
And speaking of flan.
Flan, 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 flan.
Yeah, speaking of what he said. Yeah, we were at Agua Caliente this weekend for our honeymoon.
Just had to go ahead and find flan, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to the buffet. We went to the buffet at Agua Caliente, the Grand Palms Buffet. And Monday night? Yeah, Monday night we went to the buffet. And he goes, and we looked down and I saw flan.
Nice.
And I went back to the table and I couldn't stop laughing. I kept going.
That, you know what, Jenny? That's because that's the type of effect I have on people, right?
And I went,
there.
Look. I was like, look, JJ. I was like, look, it's flan.
It's flan.
And I went, it's flan.
Yes, that's gonna be the saying for the show now.
That's Dave's catchphrase.
Yeah, it's gonna be the catchphrase now. You know.
So I.
It's the Latin version of.
Stupid crap they do at the friggin' party. Anyway, never mind. The clubs.
It's always the Jamaican music. It's always the Jamaicans come up and they do that horn thing. I thought it was just like the house music.
I don't know.
Stuff,
it's annoying. So I it's just annoying. They pipe it in.
But yet, I make
push.
It exciting, don't I, Jen?
Yes. So I had to post that on Facebook that I took a picture of flan and said that was funny.
Nice.
Anyway, we had a great time. Agua Caliente is really nice. We had a blast. Wedding was awesome.
Didn't win no money.
No. But it's a casino in the middle of nowhere.
Well,
what do you expect?
I just want to say congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
I'm very, very happy for both of you. You know, many, many, many happy, blessed years for both of you.
Thank you.
That's the bottom line.
Thank you, Dave.
And he did get an invitation. But could not attend.
Yes, because it was my father's birthday.
Exactly.
It was my father's birthday.
Which is very important. Happy birthday, Dad.
Thank you very
Dad
much.
Dad Navarro.
Mr. Navarro.
Mr.
DeMarro.
Thank you. And we're happy that you got to spend time with your dad on your birthday.
I was very happy that you got
That's
to
very
spend
important.
Time.
That's yep. important. Yep. Your parents are always important.
Very. So
that was great. And now it's the other Dave Navarro with the news.
It's July 19, 2016 at the top of the hour, and these are some headlines in case you haven't seen them. Brought to you by ABC7.com. Woman killed, man wounded in suspected gang shooting in Inglewood. A woman died and a man was shot multiple times in a suspected gang shooting in Inglewood late Tuesday night. Authorities said it happened around 11:45 p.m. in the area of Ash Avenue north of Manchester Boulevard. The man and woman were sitting in a car when they got into an argument with three male suspects who ended up opening fire. The woman was shot once in the back while the man was hit several times. The couple were able to drive to a nearby gas station and call police for help, flagging down officers when they arrived. The man and woman were taken to a hospital where the woman died shortly before 2 a.m. Wednesday. The man was listed in serious but stable condition. In U.S. news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondents Erica Werner and Alan Fram. Not dead yet. Trump exhorts Senate to pass Obamacare repeal. Lecturing fellow Republicans, President Donald Trump summoned GOP senators to the White House Wednesday and told them face-to-face they must not leave town for their August recess without sending him an Obamacare repeal bill to sign. Quote, "I'm ready to act," Trump said, putting the responsibility on Republican senators, not himself. During last year's presidential campaign, he had declared repeatedly it would be so easy to get rid of the Obama law. Trump's comments Wednesday came just a day after the latest GOP healthcare plan collapsed in the Senate, leading Trump himself to say it was time to simply let President Barack Obama's health care law fail. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had indicated he was prepared to stick a fork in the Republican bill and move on to other issues, including overhauling the tax code. But in an apparent change of heart, in keeping with his erratic engagement on the issue, Trump pressured McConnell to delay the key vote until next week, and he invited Republican senators to the White House for lunch. In world news, brought to you by Associated Press news correspondent Susanna George, Iraqi officers seek vengeance in Mosul, where killings mount. For one Iraqi lieutenant, the fight against the Islamic State group in Mosul has been in a slow, methodical quest for revenge. For 3 years, he has hunted for two ISIS militants from his village who he believes killed his father. Along the way, he has shot to death detained militants after interrogating them, he acknowledges unapologetically. And if he catches either of the men he is searching for, the lieutenant vows he will inflict on him a slow death and hang his body from a post in the village after forcing him to reveal where his father's body is buried. That sort of thirst for vengeance in the wake of military victories is fueling extrajudicial killings of suspected ICE members at the hands of Iraqi security forces in and around Mosul. Videos that emerged last week showed troops in Mosul taking captured ICE suspects and throwing them one by one off a high wall next to the Tigris River, then shooting their bodies below. Speaking to the Associated Press, four Iraqi officers from three different branches of the military and security forces openly admitted that their troops killed unarmed and captured Islamic State suspects, and they defended the practice. They, like the lieutenant, spoke on condition of anonymity because they acknowledged such practices were against international law. But all those interviewed by AP said they believe the fight against ICE should be exempt from such rules of war because militant rule in Iraq was so cruel. In entertainment news, Hawaii Five-0 signs three new stars in wake of cast departures, brought to you by the Associated Press. CBS says Ian Anthony Dale, Megan Rath, and Beulah Kowal are set to join the cast of Hawaii Five-0 with its eighth season. Wednesday's announcement followed the recent departures of original cast members Daniel Dae Kim and Grace Park, who exited the police drama after contract disputes. Dale has had a recurring role on Hawaii Five-0 as Adam Noshimuri since season 2. This summer, he is starring in CBS's suspense thriller Salvation. Rath starred in the series Being Human and Cooper Barrett's Guide to Surviving Life. Kowali appears in the forthcoming feature Thank You for Your Service. Continuing Hawaii Five-0 cast members include Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Kai McBride, and George Garcia. The new season begins September 29th. Today, the Los Angeles Dodgers take on the Chicago White Sox, and the Anaheim Angels take on the Washington Nationals. The weather today, very hot, and tomorrow is going to be even hotter with 81 degrees and a low of 66. Tomorrow with a sunny high of 84 degrees and a low of 65. These are the headlines in case you haven't heard them.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
We are back. Thank you.
We're back. Oh, no, that doesn't work out.
It doesn't flow. No. But we're back. You're listening to Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, with your wonderful host, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, I guess now. Muse.
And, Mrs. Muse.
And the other Dave Navarro. We are here today with a wonderful, wonderful guest who is a repeat, and we're glad that she's back.
Yes.
And we're glad that she's back, no offense, by herself this time.
Absolutely.
Well, because we wanted to get you... You know, I don't want to say that again. Does that sound creepy? We don't get you alone. No,
we wanted you all to ourselves.
No, I just wanted to be able to feature her on this episode. We're with Shelly Martinez,
aka Ariel.
Yes, you may know her best as Ariel from ECW WWE, and also Salinas on TNA Wrestling. She's been on many other different wrestling leagues and things as many different names. I love some of the names you were under too. I couldn't stop laughing.
We don't talk about those.
Yeah, Coffin Kitten.
We will.
Coffin Kitten, and there was like another one that was really awesome, but I can't remember what it was. But yeah, there was some some interesting names.
Nice.
But we love her. She was also one of the only reasons I ever watched ECW was for her, because she was hot and she'd come out and she'd dress like a vampire and she'd hang upside down from the ropes, and that's totally hot. Was one of the biggest reasons, you know, and she's always been one of my favorite female wrestlers, so thank you, Shelly Martinez, for being here with us.
Thank you for saying that, and it's making me cry.
And I'm being totally honest, because I'm just that way.
So I think that's really cool. I guess long story short, and I know we'll get into it, whatever, but I just want to be like in the moment.
Yeah, go for it.
You know, when I got in my altercation with Batista, one of the things he told me when he was in my face was, "You're nothing in this business, and you don't put asses in seats." Like, I didn't mean anything to be there.
Yeah.
And so when you said that, you know, that meant a lot to me, because
there's a lot of asses in the seats for you, honey. I'm telling you right now.
It's just been a bumpy road dealing with that. So, and especially to hear from a woman, like... Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
you were one of the biggest reasons that like inspired me. Like you, China, Beth Phoenix, and Natalia Neidhart, which I've interviewed Natalia before too. And you were like four of my biggest female influences.
And as everybody knows right now, as everybody knows that you did have issues with the current actor Dave Batista. Which he used to go by Batista in the WWE, and so that's when you guys were there, and so you've had issues with him you know, in the past and everything. So I was just I saw on your Twitter that you went ahead and you kind of like let things go. You know, you kind of went ahead and let things go. I saw that, and that's really big of you to do that. At the time, who knows how he was feeling? I mean, he hasn't really, I don't think he's really responded to that, and nor
he needs to humble his ass. He needs to learn that.
Well, when
he can't
I posted
be like
that, I didn't mention him, and I could have, but I wasn't trying to get attention from him,
right?
Because whether he reads it or not, like, that's just one of those things that I'll let the universe deal with that,
because that's not what this is about,
right? What it was about is that these people. And more specifically, people that are in the wrestling business, like people who are in the WWE currently, that do follow me on social media,
and they
do read what I say. And I used to think, yeah, right, they don't read. But then when I would see them, they would say, oh, you know, they bring things up. And I'm like, whoa. And it really gave wrestling a different meaning to me. So when I wrote that, that was not just for my supporters and my fans out there to maybe get the moral of the story, kids. But I want all the wrestlers, because I know right now a lot of people, I guess they think I'm gone crazy and I'm just like talking all this nonsense. And
No, not necessarily, because I'll be honest with you. People, like, fans can see through people like nothing. Yeah. I mean, when Batista came back, he was greeted with nothing but booze.
Yeah.
Nobody
called him Batista.
Yeah. They didn't like him. They didn't like him for a reason, because they could see through the person.
Right.
You know,
I agree.
That's the thing about fans. Like, yeah. That's the thing that the WWE doesn't really understand.
Fake.
Exactly.
We don't like fake.
That's what the WWE doesn't understand.
And I'm a hardcore WWE fan.
You go ahead and you need to listen to your fans.
Right.
If your fans are trying to tell you something, don't try to force somebody down their throats, because all you're doing is pushing them away.
Right.
You know, and so that's the thing that WWE doesn't seem to like. I don't think they seem to grasp that knowledge. That, you know, maybe it's arrogance, I don't know, but you know, it just seems to me that they're trying to do things. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why some of the ratings have kind of fallen a little bit, you know, off. I don't know. That's just insinuating.
It's still a huge franchise, still a huge organization. We watch every Monday if we can for Raw. You know what I mean? We can't always watch, you know, because we don't have, where we are right now, we don't have, you know, TV. So it is what it is. But we try to catch it anytime we can.
I watch it every Monday, and so, to be honest with you, it puts me to sleep sometimes.
A lot of fans have told me this, and I haven't watched for a long time, just because it was never anything like, oh, because what happened to me. It was more of, I just didn't want to consume my life with television, so I only had so many hours I allowed myself to have television. It didn't fit, like, you know? And I felt kind of bad sometimes, because people that I started with, or maybe on my journey I connected with, were finally not only on television, but they were being stars. So I felt bad. I wasn't really knowing what was going on.
Yeah,
right.
So when the fans have told me that, it's just been one of those things where that's always been the case, I feel. I just feel that they have more marketing money, and the way the times are these days, our marketing is what's going to make or break.
Well,
marketing advertising is a huge thing.
Right, yeah. Whereas before it was, what's the best way to say it, more primal, you know what I mean? Where now they can make so much nothing into something.
Yeah. That's true.
So that's why it's always going to make money.
Yeah, of course.
It's always going to be a workhorse. WWE is always going to be a workhorse, but so much has changed. I mean, it's become more along the lines, like, one thing I'm very, very impressed with is how much more they're focusing on female power right now, power.
Who's in charge.
Stephanie's in charge.
Daddy ain't behind the reins.
And so the bottom line is, like, you know, I mean, it's just so amazing to see how much of a push the female division, the women's division has gone in the WWE. I mean, my question to you, what do you think about that? You know, now that they're, because I know back when you were there, women were like low totem pole. They were pretty much looked at as just eye candy, and that's it. You know, they were valets. You know, they would wrestle here and there, but it was more like a lingerie matches, and it was very like male driven type of, you know, television.
God. Oh my God, I saw Mickie James.
I love her.
I saw Mickie James. I was like, she's still wrestling? Oh my God.
Yeah, she came back.
But I didn't know. Back. I was like, oh my God, Mickie James.
She got married, got a baby.
I know, isn't
that
crazy?
Back. I know.
Did you? Edge is married to freaking Beth Phoenix and they had two kids. I was like, what the hell is going on in this world?
I don't know.
It's nuts.
My question, what do you think about what's going on with the women's division and how everything's, you know,
okay,
growing?
This is a really, really difficult thing for me to talk about, because I don't want to come off like I'm being negative or anything. So I'm gonna just put out the disclaimer right now. My disclaimer. Anything I'm saying, I'm only saying from my own experiences.
Yeah, this is from your own.
Anything that I'm saying is with my truth, and I can't talk on other people's behalf.
Right.
And that I just have no malice when I say anything I have to say about my opinion on wrestling in the wrestling world. I just want to throw that out there. Because I know, so being that I was away from wrestling for so long, and then that's how it kind of developed, I was like, that's really cool. And there was times where I actually wanted to go back to WWE. And I felt like maybe I can make a return, because I saw the the way it was going, like where it was headed. So there was that, but then there was just something about me and wrestling that I wrestle with, pun intended.
Nice.
I love it.
Just bringing it back, because, you know, I cried, so I had to bring it back together, Shelly.
No worries.
So there's just a couple things that I was just very unclear of, because I know that there's memories I can't recall, though, when people talk, oh, remember that time we were here or there? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, and I have a really good memory, so it bothers me. But what's been happening in the last about year is I've been remembering things.
So it's like repressed.
Yes.
So repressed memories.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last year was a really hard year for me. Like, I gained like 25 pounds and I was just depressed and I was just really, really struggling, and I just lost who I was and I didn't understand why. And then once I started filtering through all that, these suppressed memories came back. And right now, when you were talking and saying, you know, before they used to have the lingerie and blah, 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 I thought to myself, again, marketing, because as a society, that's how we were then. Mm-hmm. But where we live in now, the media supports women that are, you know, go get them, we can do this. So I'm sorry, it's just my opinion. I think that they're just going along with
the crowd,
with selling.
Mm-hmm.
Because if what went on when I was there is still going on, there's no women empowerment.
No, they stop the
There's
whole...
There's no women empowerment. And I don't say that to... I don't want the fans to, like, dislike wrestling. Hey, if you like... They're listening and you love wrestling, freaking love wrestling. I'm just saying, as a person that... There's so many people that try to make it into the WWE, and for whatever reason, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm one to say that, wow, I got to see behind that curtain.
Right.
And that blew my effing mind.
Yeah. I mean, it's like anything. It's never what it appears to be.
Yes, but I will say this. Who cares? So exactly. These girls now are able to, like, a lot of these girls, like Natty, you know, she's been busting her booty forever.
She
so she deserves to be on TV.
She deserves to be on TV.
She busts her butt, yeah.
And she deserves
There's quite a few
like,
of them
you know
that
mean?
Really work
right,
really
Right, that's
hard.
What I mean. And the girls that they have in NXT, like, they deserve to...
Oh, yeah, that's right. NXT kind of became the new ECW-ish sort of, yeah.
So it's like there's girls that have been busting their butts on the freaking indies, and they weren't sleeping their way to the top.
Right.
And
which is nice that they're putting in the work and
right.
not doing
no
it
judgment.
That way.
Like yeah. I'm a firm believer if everyone is honest
Everybody's
and knows
thing,
things, you know, whatever.
Teach their own.
But it's kind of cool to see that I feel when I was there, they were focusing more on, like, you know, when they brought Layla in and mm-hmm. they brought Brooke Adams, you know, instead of bringing in maybe, I keep hitting them, sorry, Natty. You know, so I feel like but that was what was going on right for that time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I even existed was because they were on the Sci-Fi Network, and the Sci-Fi Network really wanted them to have sci-fi characters. So it worked out for me, but it's like...
Because you played a vampire, so that makes
at
sense.
At that time,
so,
they were going with the time. So I just believe that, because I have a hard time believing that the same stuff isn't going on still.
Yeah, I mean, there's still like a lot of rumors. The rumor mill's always going around saying that pretty much John Cena is a bully. You know, pretty much that. Yeah, there's a lot of rumors.
Really,
John Cena? There's a lot of rumors going around about Alex.
He looks like he'd be a nice guy.
This is what I've heard. He's
Alex Riley and him have had issues, and then there's other rumors involving JBL, John Bradshaw Layfield, that he's very racist.
Yeah,
you know,
I've heard that.
And he's also a bully
too.
And so there's a lot of rumors going around. So
I would believe it.
For me, what was really difficult, and I feel I suppressed these memories, and it's like, I'm not trying to be like a little bitch and being like, oh, poor me, I got fired. No, it's like, whoa, this is what happened, okay? Because I remember when I got fired, I was very, like, okay with it because I felt offended.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like after, the aftermath, that's when the depression really started and seeped in slowly and slowly to where it built up, because I wanted to just be, like, done with it, but I couldn't release it because I couldn't remember these moments. And when they started coming back, it's like, for me, it's really hard to see those people prosper and be these big stars, because I know what they had to do to be there. And it's common knowledge. And what's crazy is about 2 weeks ago, For some reason, I was like, you know what? Am I crazy or not? So I type into Google, Vince McMahon gay. And so,
so then
there's been that rumor too.
Phil Donahue came up, and it was like three wrestlers and a commentator that were there, and then Vince McMahon was on there too.
Whoa.
And the things that it seemed to have been common knowledge, it's like no one really talks about. And I thought that was really interesting. It's like what? Like, how was this caught? Like, and why did I not think about ever to look it up until recently?
Yeah.
And then that kind of...
I would never... thought that
there was rumors that Pat Patterson, like before Pat Patterson came out on that reality show, was actually rumors that he had propositioned a few people, including a former commentator Sean Mooney years ago, and that's the reason why Sean Mooney left, was because he wouldn't sleep with Pat Patterson. That was the rumor that was going around, but at the time Vince McMahon had quietly swept it under the rug, and they said that Sean Mooney left for other reasons. He came out and he said, you know, it was because he wouldn't sleep with Pat Patterson.
I think he was one of those guys.
And this was before he came out. So there might have been some validity to that accusation.
Right.
Because Pat Patterson comes out, you know, and it's like, what the
Anything's
hell?
Anything's possible.
It's just really hard for me to talk about, like I said, because I know it's very... I'm just retired from wrestling, so I have nothing to lose.
I see you do other things. You do other stuff. It's not just wrestling. You know what
I mean? I was going to ask you about that too.
Acting and some other stuff. I just remember when my daughter was little and we used to watch ECW. She's 14 now. You know what I mean? And I said something about you being on the show again, and she was like, oh, mommy, remember that when I was little and Shelly came out on, you know, Ariel came out on stage, and she'd be like, mommy, she's so pretty.
Aww.
And she goes, and she wanted to dress up like a vampire.
Here's some more Kleenex.
No,
right here.
No, seriously.
Don't make fun of me. I'm a crier.
No, seriously.
Mean?
I am too.
I am too. So it's okay.
I am too. Don't worry about that part. No, she was. I remember her saying how pretty you were, and she always loved. So she dressed up like a vampire that year for Halloween.
Yay!
And I just remembered that. It just came to me just now, and I'm like, oh my God, that's right. I remember my daughter was saying that, how beautiful you were, and she loved your outfit, and she loved the fact that you hung upside down from the ropes. She just thought it was the coolest thing ever. She said, mommy, someday I want to be like her. I want to be like the women that do this.
Yeah.
And she always watched wrestling with us, and she was like... And then she dressed up like a vampire that year for Halloween.
I just love that. And that's the thing.
That was
great. That's why I'm not saying it was all bad. I'm just saying when you realize it's, you know, just a man behind the curtain, when you think he's the freaking Wizard of Oz.
It's true. You don't know what's
You just
really
look
going
at
on.
Everything different. And then it made me look at myself differently and my choices and then people around me. And so it made me really mistrust. But I'm glad I went through it all, because now I feel, going back to that post that you brought up before, that there is a huge, huge chance that Batista's going to find out that I said that.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Because I know how it's very high school. So it's...
Hashtag fuck you, Batista. I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
I did not say that.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm being an asshole. I'm sorry.
You bring up the fact that you retired recently.
Right.
I was mistaken. Like, I thought you were going to be retiring overseas.
You said November.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I just asked her right now.
I have one more engagement, if you will. Oops. But that's the only one I have. But yeah,
when's your final match?
November 11th.
November 11th. So see, Jenny, I was right. It wasn't in November that she's retired.
It is.
November
11th. I do have one more little match, but
we'll hype it.
So why are you retiring?
Well, you know,
aside from the obvious bumps and bruises, obviously, but
I think I was done with it a couple years ago, because I was really heartbroken by people who screwed me over, long story short, who I thought were my real friends, like people who I thought like were going to be my friend forever. And it was just one of those things where it like really broke my spirit, you know, because it made me not trust anybody and made me not trust anybody. I hermited myself and everything.
Totally understand.
So I didn't want to do it. But then when I tried to stop, my bills weren't getting paid. Oh. So I had to go back. And I remember one time, do you know the wrestler ODB?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember the last time I saw her, or one of the last times I saw her, she was just like, well, I don't understand why you still do it. Why don't you just quit? And I was like, because I can't. You know, I literally need it because this is my job. So it's just been one of those things where I thought, how can I use this to utilize wrestling without me having to like deal with all the BS? Because it wasn't
no longer for the love of the business. It was for survival.
Yeah. So what's been cool about it is the fans have been so supportive, and I have a fan site called on Patreon. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that platform.
What's it?
Patreon.
Patreon. Okay.
Yes. There's like a artist there where they enable you to just connect with your fans in however ways you want, and they have you can make little memberships.
You're making me want to go on there now.
You should.
Patreon.
Patreon.com/ Shelly Martinez. That's Shelly.
There you go. There's a plug.
There it is. There it is. So what's been cool about that is a YouTuber that I really enjoy, you know, because I've just been trying to do this YouTube thing forever. Like, I tried to use wrestling, and it still wasn't clicking. So I thought, why not watch somebody I enjoy, and so I can get some ideas. So she kept putting over Patreon. She kept saying, you know, there's no money in YouTube anymore. They're so strict on everything. You know, got to go to my Patreon. So I finally did. And I said, wait a minute. I have a site that I do all this. And I'm like overworking myself when people would probably pay for it.
There you go.
Go also to live.me.
Live.me.
That's another one you can put your videos on and make money from it.
Oh.
Live.me. And there's, I'll give you another one. There's I'm trying to think of what it is.
It's just too many.
I'll write them down for you. But these are ways that you can use your blogging.
That's what my new
blogging and
my passion.
So that's your new venture, right?
That's my
now.
Passion, okay. And that's the way I was able to retire from wrestling
and be able
to try to do that. So you know, I'm still
that's
having
great.
My old site. People switch over, so it's in a progress.
Okay, so
work in process.
All right.
Yeah.
So I also noticed because I follow, like, you know, I'm always on Facebook, and I always see you posting stuff from your Twitter and everything. And I also noticed that you were talking about LAX.
I sure
did. How they have a new, like, how they reformed the group again.
You read that post? That's
awesome. Minus
what?
You, though. Yeah, they reformed the group LAX minus her.
Okay.
So I'm curious to wonder what your thoughts are about that.
Well, how the hell is that possible?
Well, here's the thing. This is the photo you must have seen, right?
Yes.
What is it?
This
yes,
picture.
The one. Yeah. I saw that one on your, when I went to your fan page on Facebook. I saw
that. Well, so anywho, I wrote a blog today again on patreon.com/ Shelly Martinez. I do have a lot of free posts like this one where I do talk about, you know, how I feel, you know, because again, I'm the wrestling fans, and that's what's so awesome is that I think that when I was being all depressed and just like questioning myself and having those insecure moments, it was because I was allowing others to take from my energy. And then when I started to have my fan site that was a pay site and people being so excited and supportive and just talking with me and just saying, hey, you know, seeing your videos, seeing you as a normal person is awesome. So that's what I thought, dude, it's all about the freaking fans, man. It's all about the fans. It was never about
it's
you
always.
Nerds.
It's
so,
always,
you know,
right?
It was a really freeing thing. And that's why, like I said, I was able to have that moment and let go of everything, because I just look at everyone now in wrestling that's ever screwed me over, or every ugly story I ever heard about somebody doing something shady or whatever. I just look at everyone different. It's like they're just all trying to survive, and I guess everyone knows that that's common knowledge because when I was there, it was. So I don't know. I just feel like I just felt like I had to go save the world, you know?
Yeah.
But instead, it's like, no, you know what? I'll just say my thoughts and my feelings on patreon.com/ Shelly Martinez.
There you go.
And the people that want to hear will. And it's all about the fans, because when they write me and say, hey, when you did that post, that really, you know, I've been going through the same thing or whatever. And that's what life's about.
There's a lot of people that could relate to
that. That's
what
life's about, you know, like empowering people, each other, and not tearing down. And I think I minimize my world by getting wrapped up in the wrestling world so much that I forgot about the outside world. You know, that's more important.
Yeah, that's very important. And my, like, I'm wondering, you know, do you talk about also what your favorite persona is in wrestling as well? Or... I mean, like on...
Oh, I'm sorry. So going back to the LAX thing. Sorry,
yeah.
I went down the rabbit hole. So in saying that, that's how I feel about it. And that's where I am at. So that's why I'm able to like be done with wrestling and not be, oh, I'm done with wrestling because I'm mad. Oh, I guess I have to go back because I got to pay bills. It's like, no, you know what? We're done. And that's cool. So now that I'm there, I look at the whole LAX thing, and I always did anyways, as I already did it. And I know the vibe that's backstage there, and it doesn't really mesh well with my personality. So I think it's cool that this other girl gets the shot to be on TV. Now it's her time to shine, you know? Mm-hmm. She gets to be on TV, because I'm pretty sure she was an independent wrestler before. So I feel like, cool, like, now it's her time to be on TV, and... You know,
So you're at peace with the new quote Salinas.
There's only one Salinas, just like there's only one Rosita, and there's only one. What was Sarah Stock's name in there? Or, I don't know. I'm sorry. Well, you know, there are girls, their own individual that came after me, and it's not any comparison because we all had different energy about us, and it's not a competition. This isn't a competition. So, this is a cooperation.
No, but it should be one. If there's only one John Cena, you put some other jerkwad out there named John Cena, and everybody's gonna be like,
There's only one Stone Cold Steve Austin. There's only one Ariel.
You can't be replacing them.
I don't understand why they get so wrapped up, and it's like, dude, who cares? Like,
so, and asking that question, my follow-up question is, who was your favorite persona to play?
That is so hard to say, because when I did the thing with Salinas, I just had a lot of fun with it, because after I saw Behind the Curtain again at WWE, it was kind of like TNA was more... It was easier for me to deal with, because I knew I'll just stay to myself.
I was
going to
ask you
like,
that. I was going to ask you, like, what was the difference between the two entities? Because that's TNA is not nearly as big as WWE, but
they seem more disorganized.
It's still becoming. It's still, you know, kind
it's
of
still
becoming,
trying to figure.
Yeah,
it out.
It's still trying to figure itself out.
This
but,
is what I feel
know.
The difference is. There's still politics, the same thing, but what I feel that is different is. This is just how I feel. I don't know if this is true. Just I just throw it out because sometimes
your own
these nerds, they're just like, oh, Shelly said, blah.
Yeah, so, I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd, but you can't like be doing that.
Don't be a jerk. That's what it is. Yeah. Just don't be a jerk. Okay.
Don't be a jerk. Yes.
Hey, don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerd. A jerd. A jerk slash nerd. Yes. You're a jerd.
You're a jerd.
I come up with combinations like that all the time. So.
You're very interesting.
Now I forget what I was going to say.
No, you were talking about the differences between TNA and WWE.
Oh, yeah. So the same thing, but the thing is I feel in WWE, if it's going to make Vince money, even if it means he has to work with somebody he hates, he's going to do it.
Of course.
I feel like TNA, if somebody, I don't even know who's in charge, but whoever's in charge, if that's their buddy and they refuse to fire them, no matter if it's good for business or not, that happens. And that's why I feel.
It's like WCW all over again. Like,
oh, but that's also why WCW is no longer here.
Well, that's the reason why TNA went bankrupt.
But here's the thing.
Oh, they
did? What's crazy about
that. Well, they're
that,
revamping. That's
I'm glad you brought that up because it's crazy about that. I was always like a WWF girl. I was like Attitude Era girl. And I didn't watch WCW. Like, maybe for a little bit I would. Like, it was like a half hour window.
It's
in
funny.
Between the two.
I was the opposite.
You were the opposite?
I was a WCW girl and I never watched WWF. Until there was no more WCW and I had no choice but to watch WWF. And then because World Wildlife Federation went and was suing.
And then
WWE
said, "Get the F out."
They said, "You can't have that because that's our initials and we don't want that." So they are going to sue them and stuff. They're like, "Oh,
WWE."
Now it's World Wild. Now we're Worldwide Entertainment, World Wrestling Entertainment. Now WWE. Yeah. So
well, what's crazy about it is like I'm not very educated on WCW and like what happened, why they failed. I just knew that Shane McMahon's pretended he was going to own it.
Yeah,
that's all I know about it.
The old story was that the patients were running the asylum. That was the story with WCW
and
everything.
And then what's crazy is I try to invest myself into wrestling more when I was wrestling at TNA. So I thought, what better way than to watch stuff? So I would watch old stuff, and I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't realize like. That Disco Inferno guy, I didn't know he was in WCW before.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my gosh. And I didn't realize. And all of a sudden, it was like, oh, I didn't know that this person was
big
in there. And I was
sexy.
Like, this is like
Big sexy
and
Kevin.
Then I was like, but isn't the story that they all, like what you said, you know, there was too many opinions going on?
Yeah, because Kevin Nash, he basically became best friends with Eric Bischoff, he started creating storylines. It was so offlandish.
The Wolfpack, remember the Wolfpack?
Well, that was actually pretty cool.
I used to have those T-shirts.
Vince Russo came in. Vince Russo completely just bombed WCW.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was just too many opinions, too many things going on at the same
but
time.
But why does everyone hate him?
Well, it's not like I'm not saying this out of hate or anything. I'm just saying that these are the
like
stories.
A reputation, like there's like this like
certain people don't like. One, yeah.
Yeah,
like there's like a lot of people like, oh, he ruined wrestling. Is it because
everybody
of that?
It's probably because of that. Yeah,
he's very nice to me. So it's
No, I'm sure he's a good guy. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean,
well, a good person doesn't equate to good business decisions.
Exactly. And so,
on that note, going back to what's been going on with me and how I've been able to get peace. So it led for me to when I went to the Vince McMahon gay and I saw the Phil Donahue thing. Okay. So then I was like, you know what? Why did China want to sue them? Like, I don't really remember why. So then I type in China, and then before I got into it, there was like, oh, China's like last video before she passed, and I watched it, and let me tell you something. Like, my heart broke.
It's
and the
sad.
Thing is her and I, so when she was in Japan, became email pen pals.
I always
and
loved China.
I did too. And the thing is like, so I felt connected because I got screwed over, and she got
She got screwed over really bad.
I'm not really equating myself to her at all. I'm
cheated
just saying,
on.
I understand now why she liked me so much because she knew why I got fired.
She knew what you went through. Yeah, she knew what you were going through.
Yeah, so when I watched that, I was like, dude. Mm. And then, like, I watched another video where she was just like, you know what, Hunter or Triple H, whatever
Paul
you
Levesque.
Want to be called. And I was just like, my God.
It's
and
Paul then, Levesque. Let's call it what it
it's
is.
Paul Levesque.
Paul Levesque, you jackass.
So then that led me
Say
to go,
the
well,
it
then
is.
I became friends with Nicole Bass. So then okay, well, why did Nicole Bass want to sue him?
Right.
So then I went and looked at that and I found the shoot interview. And it took me a couple of days because I would do it in between, like, you know, I didn't have like a solid 2 hours to watch.
Oh, right, yeah.
And that's when I realized, you know what? I need to start speaking because I was friends with both those women and they saw something in me.
Yes.
And they reminded me in these videos that no one's saying anything.
Mm.
And if,
they don't dare to.
If you're down for, you do this on the side with so-and-so, fine. But if you feel like you have to because you're going to lose your job, that's not right. And that's harassment.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment.
A lot of
max.
Them don't say anything because they're afraid.
They don't want to lose their spot.
They're afraid of losing their job, their persona, their everything. Because when you're a big person out there in the world like that, like you were, you know, you're going to get guys that are going to come over and say, hey, sleep with me or to keep your job. Or, you know what I mean? You're always going to have those kinds of things that are going to happen. And it's sad. I mean, I've had that stuff happen to me before, too. I spoke out and the guy tried to have me arrested, tried to say that I stole money out of his fucking glove compartment and stuff. See what I'm saying? And, like, I had to go through a lie detector test and all kinds of other crap to prove myself that I didn't do a damn thing wrong. So do you see what I'm saying? Like, you're always going to have that instance as a woman, especially if you're an attractive woman. There's always going to be these assholes that are going to try to get you to do things that you don't want to do, that you feel are against your fucking moral fiber. Like, I'm not going to sleep with you, motherfucker, just to keep my job. I reported his ass for sexual harassment, you know what I'm saying? And because of that, he tried to lash out and get me back. He got fired.
And insane that we only have a little bit of a short time left here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Any of the listeners, we have Shelly Martinez, a.k.a. Ariel, on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio. You guys want to call us in 323-203-0815 to chime in, pipe in on the conversation, ask us any questions, ask Shelly
We've just been
questions.
Talking...
Oh yeah, definitely. That's why I was like, I saw the time, and I was like, oh boy.
I'm just having an awesome conversation here with Shelly. I feel, you know,
and then
like,
you stopped it. You dragged
and now I feel,
well, because we got like
and now
10
I,
minutes.
And now
left.
I feel like it. And now I feel like an asshole. Hey, I wasn't able to reach you. Yes.
Hey, I'm just trying to. Hey, I'm trying to get our callers to call in too.
No, I felt like an asshole at the end there when I was like, I wanted to invite Shelly to the wedding.
It's okay.
No, just Scooty G came.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Scooty G and Gabriella came, and they gave us a huge bottle of Hypnotic, one of those box sets. Ooh. With the two glasses and everything. It was very nice.
So speaking of
shout-outs and people come to the
room. Oh, yeah, shout-out. Yeah, go ahead. Go for shout-outs.
I want to give a shout-out to my homegirls, Joy, and Kelly Joy, and Selena.
And Selena.
Coming to the wedding.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
For representing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And everybody else that came.
And all of our friends. Friends and
Silent
family.
Giggles back there.
All of our friends and family, and thank you for
so
Mimi, all of our guests, tea.
So before we go off here, just another question here, Shelly. So what are you doing now? What are the plans for Shelly Martinez?
Yes, what are you doing
in the future? What's going to happen?
I mean, we know
with
that
you
did Middle of the Night. The movie
sure
with David Sheinbaum.
So you're doing acting.
That's wonderful.
I'm doing acting. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, being any kind of, you know, independent contractor out there, I don't care what you do, it's really hard.
Yeah,
so, you
it
know,
is.
I, that's what I'm saying. I've been able, a positive that wrestling has given me is having that fan base. So I've been able to have my site.
Good.
And that's what I focus on. Because a lot of times it's like earlier when I had my phone out, just behind the scenes stuff in my life and whatever. So again, that's patreon.com/Shelly Martinez.
I like your blogs and your vlogs.
You know,
her video logs and her blogs.
If you're
going
to invest
awesome.
Your time to like read or watch what I got to do, like, I just feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, there's people who they feel they're in a position where maybe they can't say anything, but I want them to know that they're not alone and they're not crazy and their gut is right and it's not right. And maybe they're not ready right now, but that's why I'm speaking out. It's not to like stir the pot
or
anything
not.
Like that.
You're
it's just like, you know what?
Real.
I know some of those people are going to hear about it and they're going to listen. And I just want them to know you're not crazy. A friend of mine once told me, if you feel something's wrong, you're right. And I like that.
No, it's true. It's true. Go with your instincts.
Yes.
Very much so.
So right now, so you're focusing on your blog.
Yes.
Any acting coming up your way?
Oh, yeah, I've just been doing, like, music videos, the average,
cool.
actress gig, you know.
Cool.
The good old 150 a day, they feed you know, that kind of gig.
Oh, you're going through you're going through Central Casting, in other words?
L.A. Casting.
Oh, L.A. Yeah. Casting. Oh, yeah. L.A. Casting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Central Casting.
Central
Casting.
No, they're
not as good?
Well, I got to
I'm just wondering what your opinion is on stuff.
Here's the thing. This is what I've learned. So any actors out there listening, if you go with one of those call-in services, even though they do charge like $80, let's say, it seems like a lot. But if they don't get you a gig that month, you just pay $10 for the month.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
That's fair.
So it's $80 for the month, as long as they're getting you gigs.
As long as they got you, like, I think, I forget, it's like maybe two, at least one gig or whatever.
Or two,
Or two.
And besides that, I remember you telling me you had a podcast with your sister.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's right. The vlog, I think you do
well,
with your sister?
Well, now we kind of transformed it to my Patreon. You know?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But
so you're doing it together?
We do different things together,
cool.
We kind of put a stop to the podcast just because of our schedule. But I applied to do a show at K-Chunk down in Chinatown here in downtown.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm like attending like the little like learn how to be the station manager and all that.
Oh.
So I'm trying to do that venture. That's my
cool.
next little thing.
That's great.
Play some awesome music, talk
yes.
in between.
And you're still going to be like doing maybe autograph signings and stuff like that, you know?
If it's worth my wild. You know, I love being at home with my dogs.
Yeah. Right.
You know, my boyfriend, shout out to Metal Jesus. And
shout out Metal Jesus. Yeah, Metal Jesus, we like you.
You just broke a lot of guys' hearts right now.
Say but
that.
It's Metal Jesus. Come on.
How
Jesus.
Much better could you get than Metal Jesus?
It's
right?
Metal Jesus.
Come on.
No, it's because among my friends or my fans and my friends, that's what they know him as. And he's very private. So whenever I post things, I always put like this sombrero on top of his face.
And
his phone always like, who is this guy? And it's funny because when I did a couple shows, he had come with me.
Yeah.
And sorry if you're listening, this is just the truth. I have a couple haters at the show, right?
Cool, always.
And so, and they're always fake, and they know how I am. I'll be like, you know what? Be cordial, but don't be fake. Like, leave me alone.
Right.
Like,
yeah, totally.
So this girl comes up that's totally fake, and she goes, oh my God, is it who I think it is? And I said, well, who do you think it is? And she was like, oh, it's such an honor to meet you, Metal Jesus. And so it's like he's become
Whatever.
Like this weird
That's cool.
thing. So I embraced it.
It's like an icon now, Metal
Jesus.
So
Hey, what up, Metal Jesus?
So now, like on our with clothes and everything, where can people find you? You already told us about one. So where can people find you?
Honestly, just go to patreon.com/ShellyMartinez because what I have been doing is I do blogs on there that I used to do on my website.
Right.
But I'm trying to figure out my website in a different way. So I'm putting it on a hold kind of. Yeah. So, and I feel like it's the same difference.
But,
there you go.
But on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you're Shelly from Cali.
Shelly from Cali. That's S-H-E-L-L-Y. That's Shelly from F-R-O-M, Cali, C-A-L-I.
Yes.
And on the Snapchat, it's Shelly from Cali, the number 4.
Okay, Shelly from Cali.
But everything else is Shelly from Cali.
Shelly from Cali.
Well, Shelly Martinez, Shelly from Cali, a.k.a. Ariel, a.k.a. everything.
So thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Shelly, for being here. And next week, we have The Hard Way.
And I'll be gone.
With Eric Jeffries. And hopefully, maybe if we're lucky, Jeff Tate from Queensryche will be here also.
And even though I'm going on a hiatus, I will miss the show for a while.
This is Dave's hiatus. Oh. He will be gone for a few weeks.
I can't say a few weeks. I have to say
saying a few weeks. I don't know how many that consists of. It could be 8. Could be 4. Could be 10. We don't know.
We don't know.
But Dave's going to be on hiatus. He needs to make real money. and right now, I can't afford to pay his ass until we get money coming in.
But I will miss the show, and I miss everybody else, too.
But we did just launch Get Real Global Entertainment
website
today, just now, literally, just launched it. So go to getrealglobalent.com and check us out. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, like I said,
Get Real Global
next week.
Entertainment.
Yes, thank you very much for that one. That was the wonderful husband. And we will be covering the Queensryche show next Friday night, the 28th. We'll be Operation Mindcrime. They're going to perform the album for in its entirety. It's going to be freaking awesome. So it's The Hard Way performing with him. And just go to Facebook, go to The Hard Way's page, and they'll have all the details on there. They're giving a 30% discount on tickets. So check it out. But we've been with Shelly Martinez.
Thank you very much for being on the show, Shelly.
From ECW.
We went
today.
In so many directions.
Thank
this
you.
Is ridiculous.
We did, but it's okay. That's okay because, you know, we can do that.
Yeah, totally.
Hopefully, we'll have you again very soon.
Tell me anytime.
Yes,
I'll come.
Yes, you can come back anytime. We'll have you back on. Definitely.
Thank you.
And we'll talk about other cool things.
Yeah.
So, this has been Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We'll see you next Wednesday The Hard Way.
See you later. Bye.
Adios.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.